We've been paying attention to the sensations of breathing, to any compelling bodily sensations, emotions, or thoughts when they arise. These are the contents of the mind, the things that tend to show up when we pay attention. These objects that come and go. We can also step back from these details of our experience and pay attention to the background of the mind, to the environment of the mind, the quality of the mind. This quality of the mind could be spacious or contracted, tense or relaxed, tired or alert, wanting or satisfied, or not wanting, aversive or not aversive, confused or clear, resistant or accepting, might feel like a mood of the mind, or maybe an overall attitude. Thoughts can be quite fleeting. Emotions last a little longer, like a wave that rises and recedes. States of mind can be longer lasting and have a more pervasive quality. For example, we might be in an open, spacious state of mind and hear an unpleasant loud sound. And maybe angry thoughts briefly arise, but then they just go away and they don't affect our mood. Or we might be in a resistant, irritable state of mind, and the dog comes up to be petted, and we might feel a wave of sweet affection. And yet when they leave, go right back to that irritable state of mind. These states of mind can linger as a background for whatever we are experiencing. When we're aware of our moods and attitudes, we're much less likely to be influenced by them in an unhelpful way. And when this background is a wholesome mind state, being aware of it tends to support it, to nourish the wholesome state, to help sustain it. So as you sit here, you might close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and with each exhale, settling more deeply into your body, into your home. Allowing the breath to return to normal. Get a global sense of how you feel right now. Allow your attention to meander throughout the body, relaxing any muscles that might be relaxed, relaxing any obvious tensions. You might notice the movements of breathing. Allow your attention to connect with the felt sense of the breath, allowing your attention to rest there. Staying close to the breath, staying intimate. Staying connected with your breath, open your peripheral attention to be alert for any compelling physical sensations, any emotions, or persistent thoughts. These are the contents of the mind, the things that show up when we pay attention. All these objects that come and go. Now, you can step back from the details of your experience and pay attention to the more spacious background of the mind. Notice the quality, the mood, the attitude. Is the mind expansive or contracted? Centered or scattered? Wanting or satisfied? Aversive or pleased? Is it joyful, peaceful, equanimous? If there's any tension, agitation, see if you can calm it, relax it, soften around it. In this spacious field of awareness, allow any physical sensations, feelings, emotions, or thoughts to rise and fade away. If agitation arises, no need to be disturbed by that. Awareness has room for it. It's just a ripple in the vast field of awareness. Awareness has room for everything. Any wanting or not wanting. Allow it to come and go, just waves in the vast ocean of awareness. There's nothing to do, and nothing is needed. So we can focus on the details of our experience, the details of our thoughts, our feelings, our body sensations, or the breathing itself, and yet not notice the environment in which it occurs, the atmosphere, the attitude, the mood of the mind. And yet it can have a strong effect on us. I've had the experience of practicing diligently, very mindful of the breath, of body sensations, of thoughts, emotions. And at some point, I noticed a subtle disturbance and stepped back to notice the quality of my mind. I saw that the attitude of my mind was one that was waiting for something to happen, something better, a forward-leaning, a subtle sense of dissatisfaction. Becoming aware of it allowed me to fully settle in the present, more fully relax. It was quite a relief. And I noticed that this happened again and again. It was actually quite a habit in my practice. And this awareness of the mind state really helped me begin to let go of that recurring habit. Our mind states are like a big open pasture. And they can nourish us deeply when we're aware of them, supporting a much greater spaciousness and ease in our practice. I'd like to just offer a quote from Utsujuniya. The object of attention is not important. The observing mind that is working in the background to be aware is more important. If the observing is done with the right attitude, the object will be the right object. So thank you. And I hope this day of practice continues to be nourishing for you.